Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and my sisters. From the many common mistakes that we see, and I've seen this so many times, that an individual comes here in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grave, and then he stands there and he starts making dua to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking him to remove his difficulties and so on and so forth. We know, my brothers and my sisters, if I was to ask you, would you not pray to other than Allah azza wa jal? All of you guys would say that this is shirk, because salah is only for Allah azza wa jal. It's the ibadah, right? The same can be said about the dua. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." The dua is itself an ibadah. Just like you wouldn't give the salah to anybody else, you don't give the dua to anybody else as well. You see, and it could possibly, my brothers and my sisters, take you out the fold of Islam, making dua to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and it falls on the shirk. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُو مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا." The masajid are solely for Allah, and do not call unto anyone besides Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If you now get afflicted with a difficulty, the only one that can remove is Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So my brothers and sisters, be aware of this mistake and don't fall into it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.